Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court of appeals has recently heard oral arguments in our case in which we filed against the city of Harrisburg with regards to a buffer zone around abortion clinics. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. This is a case, Matt, where the city of Harrisburg actually passed an ordinance that pushes sidewalk counselors away from having access to people using a public sidewalk trying to get information regarding alternatives and help information to people that are going in to destroy their own lives and the lives of their unborn children. Now, this buffer zone is a 20-foot buffer zone. However, in certain places where it ultimately is, it can be 50 to 70 feet away. Problem is, whether it's 20, 50 feet, or 70 feet away from the person, you can't pass them an opportunity to take a piece of literature. You'd have to raise your voice. And that goes against, you know, another issue regarding sound ordinances. And if you just want to give someone a little pamphlet, not force it on them, just provide it, they can take it. If they're going to be interested in it, they can decline it. You can't do that from 20 feet away. You certainly can't do it from 50 or 70 feet away. And the Supreme Court's already ruled on these kinds of buffer zone issues going back early. I argue the very first case involving a buffer zone around an abortion clinic in 1994 in the case of Madsen versus Women's Health Clinic. So we are now at the Court of Appeals arguing that this buffer zone in the city of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is unconstitutional. A ruling has not come down yet, but it'll come down in the next several weeks or months.
Well, as you mentioned, Matt, in 2013, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a very similar buffer zone law in Massachusetts. And so this Harrisburg abortion clinic is on the wrong side of precedent here, and it's certainly on the wrong side of the Supreme Court. These arbitrary buffer zones that violate the First Amendment, free exercise of speech, and they're clearly designed to do just that. They don't want people being exposed to contrary worldview and contrary information to their pro-abortion agenda. And so they just arbitrarily issue an ordinance that says you basically cannot meet and speak with these individuals. Clearly a constitutional violation, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, the first buffer zone case that ever went to the United States Supreme Court was the 1994 case I argued out of Melbourne, Florida, Madsen versus Women's Health Clinic. But the most recent United States Supreme Court case, as you mentioned, is a 2013 case out of Massachusetts, and the court unanimously struck that down. Now you have the city of Harrisburg putting another buffer zone in this case, and they're flouting the law, frankly. This is a buffer zone that literally removes people from a public sidewalk. Now, within the forums of different public property, streets, sidewalks, and parks are at the highest level. Those are places historically where people have gathered for expressive activity. And passing out literature is an innocuous, non-invasive way to engage in free speech. So when you're considering sidewalk counseling, soft or common verbal communication, or passing out literature on a public sidewalk, you're at the highest protection of the First Amendment for the right to free speech. What this buffer zone does is say, around this particular abortion clinic, you can't come within certain number of feet of that particular clinic, meaning that it's a no-speech zone if you want to speak about abortion. Now, if you want to, on the other hand, have the clinic people come out and they want to get inside that buffer zone and hold up pro-abortion signs and shout pro-abortion messages, they can do that. But someone who wants to give out information or have a pro-life sign, they can't enter the buffer zone. And take this back a number of years with Norma McCorvey. Norma McCorvey was the Jane Roe in the Roe versus Wade 1973 decision. This was a fraudulent case from the very beginning. It was concocted. She never had an abortion. She actually gave birth to her child long before the case even got to the United States Supreme Court. But none of that mattered to the justices at that time. And that's ultimately what set in motion this whole abortion agenda. Well, she is involved in a lesbian relationship. She's working for an abortion clinic. And Flip Benham, they get a house or a building right next door to the abortion clinic, right next door to it. And they go out there to engage in sidewalk counseling and pro-life speech. So over time, Flip begins to have a communication with Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey, her real name, sitting on a park bench, talking to her about just life in general. Ends up that Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey, gives her life to Jesus Christ. And Flip Benham, the father of David and Jason Benham, the Benham brothers, he ends up baptizing her in a pool in a friend's house. And Norma McCorvey becomes pro-life because she becomes a Christian. Her whole life has changed. She leaves her lesbian lifestyle. She leaves behind the abortion industry. And the rest of her life, until she recently passed, is dedicated to overturning the abortion decision that bears her name.
Yeah, and it's fascinating how once she turned and became a Christian, and with that recognized the sanctity of human life, how the pro-abort left turned on her. She was persona non grata. She was enemy number one as far as they were concerned. As you point out, we recently lost Norma McCorvey, a sweet lady. You and I have both met her and met with her on several occasions. A sweet lady that dedicated her life to serving the Lord and serving the cause of life. And she is now in glory. She is now with the Lord. And I'm sure that she heard, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Yeah, and Sandra Cano, the Doe in the Doe versus Bolton, it's not as well known, but it was decided on the exact same day as Roe versus Wade. She also has had a conversion, and she's pro-life as well. But if you had this buffer zone back then, where Flip Benham could not even get within a certain parameter of the abortion clinic, he could not have sat on that park bench talking to Norma McCorvey, talking to her about life, talking to her about who she is, and then sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. It would have pushed him completely away. And they became best friends until she died.
Yeah, amazing story. Matt, I was going to ask, who is Liberty Counsel representing in this case? And the fact that since the passage of this ordinance, Liberty Counsel's clients and other individuals, peaceful sidewalk counselors, have been intimidated and harassed by both clinic staff and the local police. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. We represent Becky Bitter, Rosalie Gross, and Colleen Riley. And so the case name is actually Riley versus City of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We have filed the lawsuit because this abortion clinic called Planned Parenthood and Hillcrest Abortion Facilities are part of this buffer zone. And since the passage of that ordinance, these individuals, they don't violate the ordinance, but they can't get anywhere near the people accessing the clinic to give them information, life-changing information, frankly, that could literally save lives and has saved lives. But since the passage of the ordinance, they've been harassed, they've been intimidated by clinic staff and by the local police. You know, some of these local police are hired off-duty police, and so they have the uniform, but they're actually being paid by a private facility, or a private, in this case, abortion industry. And they're out there harassing the people. And this is all because of this ordinance. So we have filed a lawsuit on behalf of these sidewalk counselors. They're literally on the front line. You know, oftentimes we get credit for the works that we do, and certainly we're there to defend and represent these people, Matt. But the people who are really the heroes are the people that are out there in the day, whether it's cold or rainy or sunny, and they're out there standing on a sidewalk, giving out life-changing information. They're also having their heart broken because sometimes they see people that just continue to choose death. And they know the pain of that. Many of these people have experienced that in their own life, or they've known someone who has. These are the real heroes, and we're just privileged to be able to stand with them as they engage in life-changing communication to save children and their parents and those that are affiliated with them in their family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Pray for this case. It's Riley versus City of Harrisburg. The case was just argued. We're going to be waiting for an opinion, and that opinion is being written, prepared as we speak. We don't know when or which direction it's going, but pray for the case and pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. Go to lc.org for more information and to remember to support Liberty Counsel financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.